Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. California has led the nation in the number of people getting insurance through the Affordable Care Act. But even so, there are still millions in the state without insurance. Reporter Lisa Moorhouse checks in on some of those places that serve as safety nets for these people, the community clinics and the public hospitals for Californians who have nowhere else to go.
Cathedral City in Southern California is sandwiched between the tourist towns of Palm Springs and Rancho Mirage, but it's not really like them. It's a mostly Latino community, home to a lot of hospitality workers who serve the resorts. In the corner of a shopping center here is where you'll find Centro Médico. Manager Daisy Morfin sees a lot of pent-up need for medical care here. Since enrollment in the Affordable Care Act started last fall, she says the clinic got up to 10 new patients a day. Many are people who now qualify for health care for the first time in years, or ever.
Now they're coming and we need to take care of multiple chronic issues. So we're having to deal with a lot of referrals, a lot of things that need to be taken care of, medication that hasn't been adjusted in months. It's a big difference.
Right now, the workload's bigger for everyone, but Morfin's not complaining. She knows that after these new patients get their needs met, the volume of appointments will drop, and she's happy to see them taken care of. So is Counselor Joanna Ramos.
It is very satisfying, especially for those that come in and they've been discouraged in the past.
The Affordable Care Act helps Californians get insurance in two main ways. One is through expanded Medicaid. The other, buying it through the state's insurance exchange, with subsidies if they're under a certain income. Still, not everyone here is covered. Ramos sees a lot of families in which different members have different options. Take the people who work in hospitality in the resort towns nearby.
And a lot of them do have health insurance through their employer.
So for the employee of that resort or hotel or restaurant, insurance is affordable, but other family members might not be covered.
Dad doesn't need insurance, but if we add mom, he's going to pay, you know, outrageous amounts of premiums.
And the clinic has a lot of undocumented patients, a group explicitly excluded from getting insurance under the Affordable Care Act.
We have a lot of households where everybody has legal status except for, like, mom. We've seen that a lot.
Ramos has counseled a number of patients who fall between the cracks. They earn too much for Medicaid, but even if they qualify for subsidies, they feel they can't afford insurance on the exchange.
I've had some that refuse to enroll, that they leave upset, you know, and of course, I mean, there's nothing much I can say is, I'm sorry, that's what you qualified for.
All of these people are the most at risk for not getting the care they need. The responsibility of caring for them falls to the counties, but counties have a lot of flexibility in determining how to do that. They can set their own standards for who receives free or low-cost care and how much to help undocumented people.
We've always taken all comers without regard to payer source.
That's Gary Gray, a family doctor and chief medical officer at Natividad Medical Center in Monterey County. From almost every window here, you can see row crops. A large number of Natividad's patients are farm workers.
I think it's fitting that we come to work and we kind of look out at fields every day. I think it kind of reminds us of who we are and our mission and responsibilities.
Monterey County is projected to have the highest percentage of uninsured people in the state as the Affordable Care Act rolls out. That's partly because of the large proportion of undocumented residents here. Historically, state and federal programs compensated safety net hospitals like Natividad. But now, as more patients get covered, that funding is being cut. That puts pressure on hospitals like this one to hold on to patients who now have insurance in order to subsidize those who don't.
I think we all have to work harder to do the job that we've been trying to do all along, which is to provide high quality, you know, culturally competent health care. With the changing in demographics of insured populations, I think we will all have to work a little harder. And, you know, I think that's a positive challenge, not a negative challenge.
Natividad may be up to the task because it's focused on welcoming the county's most needy patients for years. The cafeteria is filled with beautiful photographs of local produce many of their patients pick. Hallways are lined with Mexican-style murals featuring patients, doctors, and MRI machines. There's an extensive language interpretation program. And over the last several years, the hospital expanded its specialty services, Dr. Gray says, like pain management, dermatology, and spine surgery.
And some of those services were not previously available to our patients in Monterey County at all.
A lot of questions loom. What will happen to people explicitly left out of insurance programs? Will there still even be uninsured people in the future? What will the safety net look like in 10 years?
I don't think anyone knows. I think healthcare reform is a thoughtful experiment.
For Latino USA, I'm Lisa Morehouse.